4 Maccabees, chapter 10. Now this one, having endured this praiseworthy death, the third was brought along, and exhorted by many to taste and save his life. But he cried out and said, Know you degree not, that the father of those who are dead, became the father of me also, and that the same mother bare me, and that I was brought up in the same tenets. I renounce not the noble relationship of my kindred. Now then, whatever instrument of vengeance you degree have, apply it to my body, for you degree are not able to touch, even if you degree wish it, my soul. But they, highly incensed at his boldness of speech, dislocated his hands and feet with racking engines, and wrenching them from their sockets, dismembered him. And they dragged round his fingers, and his arms, and his legs, and his ankles. And not being able by any means to strangle him, they tore off his skin, together with the extreme tips of his fingers, and then dragged him to the wheel, around which his vertebral joints were loosened, and he saw his own flesh torn to shreds, and streams of blood flowing from his entrails. And when about to die, he said, We, O accursed tyrant, suffer this for the sake of divine education and virtue. But you, for your impiety and blood shedding, shall endure indissoluble torments. And thus having died worthily of his kindred, they dragged forward the fourth, saying, Do not you share the madness of your kindred, but give regard to the king, and save yourself. But he said to them, You have not a fire so scorching as to make me play the coward. By the blessed death of my kindred, and the eternal punishment of the tyrant, and the glorious life of the pious, I will not repudiate the noble brotherhood. Invent, O tyrant, tortures, that you may learn, even through them, that I am the brother of those tormented before. When he had said this, the bloodthirsty, and murderous, and unhallowed Antiochus ordered his tongue to be cut out. But he said, Even if you take away the organ of speech, yet God hears the silent. Behold, my tongue is extended, cut it off, for not for that halt you extirpate our reasoning. Gladly do we lose our limbs in behalf of God. But God shall speedily find you, since you cut off the tongue, the instrument of divine melody.